This bill modernizes the insurance fund basically for our grain farmers. People who were farming back in the mid-80s remember the low grain prices. There were problems with farmers going bankrupt. Grain elevators were going bankrupt. This fund was set up so that the farmers would have some insurance. If the grain elevator went bankrupt, then the farmers could get paid for the grain they had stored there. Obviously, that was, 30 years ago, the mid-80s. And at that time, the fund was adequate. The language was adequate, but time has passed it by. So we're modernizing the fund to take that $200,000 cap off that I mentioned, and then to make any farmer who delivers grain to a grain elevator eligible for the insurance, even if they haven't paid in. Because once the grain fund was funded, they stopped assessing the fee. So the young farmers that have come along have not had an opportunity to pay into it, which puts them at a disadvantage. So this just levels the playing field and says any farmer that's delivered grain to a grain elevator is a participant in the fund unless they opt out.
Are grain farmers under stress today?
Grain farmers are under stress today. Again, we're faced with low grain prices, and then a wet planting season last spring, a wet fall harvest this fall. We had some crop damage in the field before it could get harvested, and the farmers are under a gun. Their input cost is high, the price of land is high, the price of equipment is high, and grain prices are still at about the same price they were back in the 80s. So, yes, they are struggling at this time, and anything we can do to prop them up and help keep them around for the long term is very important.
Why have the grain prices not really moved much since in the 80s?
It's a global economy, and it's a supply-demand. The yields that our farmers are seeing now from their corn and soybean and wheat crops are substantially higher now than they were in the 80s. In the 80s, we expected 100 bushel corn per acre. Now, if you don't get at least 200 bushel per acre, you're in trouble. So farmers have become very efficient in producing corn and soybeans and wheat and other grains. With technology, the yields have come up, advancement in breeding of plants, advancement in weed control, efficiencies by using large equipment to cover large number of acres in a day. So economies of scale have kept the farmers going, but that economy of scale comes at a price. Those large tractors are very expensive, large planters, large combines. We're talking millions of dollars worth of equipment just for one farming operation.
Okay, so one of the questions, so you mentioned for the young farmer, how does this benefit the young farmer then?
So when a young farmer delivers grain to an elevator, he's automatically enrolled in the insurance fund. So if that elevator were to go bankrupt, the young farmer can count on getting paid for his grain that he delivered to the elevator.
And I think and you explained this, but I want to make sure about this, there is the possibility of farmers having to pay into this as well, right?
Right now, the fund has between $4 and $5 million in it. As long as we continue on the road where there are no bankruptcies, no elevators going bankrupt, that would cause that fund to drop below $3 million, then there's no reason for the fund to be reactivated. If we have something that causes a draw on that fund, they have to pay out and it drops below $3 million, then the assessment will be put back on the grain. It's like 0.25%, and that will stay on there until the fund is restored back to $10 million this time.